So I spent some time in Jamaica on two different missionary trips, and they have this incredibly vital ministry of music, and I love hearing that song sung, and it sort of brings me back there, which isn't always great because they would do a lot of motions when they sang, and John Sanborn and I were together, and trying to clap and sing, it was just the funniest thing to see the two of us not doing it the same way as each other or anybody else. And then we would start the giggle. But there's so much great life there. And when I heard that this was going to be the anthem, I said, let's do that before communion. And so for the bread, I made a loaf of bread that is reminiscent of something called spiced bun, all right? I really like spiced bun. It's a Jamaican breakfast, and with their coffee, it's pretty good. I'm doing all of this not just out of fondness and not just out of reflection for that, but because it's a nice way of remembering. The way we do things is not the way Christians do them. It's the way we do them. And the way others do them is really wide. And so we have spiced bread for communion. And we have a Caribbean beat, hopefully still sort of bouncing through your bones. And we have each other in this pretty standard New England congregational church. And I think that's perfect. So I invite you to this communion because it doesn't matter. These are just accidental features of Christ's table. And Christ not only invites you, but wants you, desires you to be here and to partake of this bread and of this cup. Not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Because you stand in constant need of God's love, care, and forgiveness. Not to proclaim a philosophy or a set way of doing things, but to be open to the Spirit and open to letting the Spirit free and free us. And so, to that end, I invite you to commune. Let us pray. Come now, O God of every grace, and come now, God of every person, Lord of our hearts and our lives. Come, and we ask that you bless this bread, and that you bless this cup, that both might be true instruments, true symbols of your love for us, your grace and your forgiveness. Come, and let that blessing feed us with this spiritual food. Amen. So, ever since Jesus took bread and having blessed it, broke it, he has changed that ceremony. And so, ministering to you in the name of Jesus Christ, I give you this bread, broken for you. And in the same way, Jesus also took wine, fruit of the grape, and he poured it out. And he said, this too is for you. It's my life. It's poured out for you. Do this and remember me. Think of me. Know me. And ministering to you in the name of Jesus Christ, we offer you this bread and this cup. Please come forward. There we go. Let us be together in the spirit of prayer and give our thanks. Thank you, God, for renewing us at your table with the presence of our Christ. Thank you for your eternal love that sustains all of life. May that very love encourage us to do what is right and avoid what is wrong. We are yours. Amen.